Yo, what up, listeners? Guess what? This week, we fucked up hardcore. I don't really know exactly what we did, but it wasn't good. So we spent a really long time recording an episode, and the playback on it was just horrific. It was hard to even listen to. We sounded like like evil fucking robots or something, with like this screeching, high-pitched squeal in the background. And oh well, you know, shit happens. It happens to every podcaster. There's always some fucking garbage that happens with technology, and I think my fucking computer did an update. I don't really know. So fuck it. We're gonna give you guys some extra special shit dick folder materials this week. Instead of giving you nothing, you guys get a treat for our fuck up. So enjoy. Fine, bye.
Bad Bitches is a part of No Please Don't Podcast Network. For more, go to nopleasedon'tpodcast.com.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hey, recording now, huh? Let's do it.
Oh, okay. So, this is Big Jens.
Yo, Big Jens here. What's up, what's up?
That was terrible. And I'm Kayla, co-host of Bad Bitches.
That's Bitches with a Z. With a Z. With a Z.
We're gonna get stanky stank up in the Dutch oven and tell these fine folks about some bad bitches in history, and we're gonna drink a 12-pack while we do it. Do the white trash edition. Yeah.
I am sure we have so many doctors listening.
Yes. Those are our main listeners.
Totally.
Yeah. Our, you know, PhD and up.
Definitely.
Pretty much.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Smart people love us.
We're like almost the Spice Girls.
Pretty much. We look just like them. It's identical.
Or the Three Stooges.
Yeah, that's more like it. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you,
hey
batch.
There. Hey there, yeah.
Who are we talking about today?
I'll tell you who the we're talking about today. I love it.
Oh my god, that beer tastes good.
No, nah,
no,
son.
It's literally fine. Naki. Okay.
Do you like those muscles?
Do I? Yes. I can't feel any.
I don't have any.
Does
left.
Does her skin feel like a really thin, like a really thin plastic bag to you, especially down here? I'm like, you have bags, arm skin, bag skin. Do you get that? Let me feel you.
Always, no, don't.
She always calls my skin.
Mine's really hard too. But she's like such soft, yeah. Isn't she?
It is very soft skin.
I know,
like,
man.
It is like a thin, like soft paper like.
Thank you. I know. She does not. She's like, what does that mean? Like, well, my skin
she's
don't feel
talking
like that.
About like sandwich baggies.
Yeah.
You keep saying paper bags and those are dry.
Oh shit.
I lotion like all the time.
Plastic yeah. bags. Plastic bag.
And I have oily skin.
Oh, is that what's up?
Totally.
She's got oils. We're good. She's got too many oils. That's why.
She's got very sensitive skin.
Okay.
Me too, kind of.
Oh, you do?
Kind of, yeah.
I knew that.
Mm-hmm. Like no scents or anything. I don't like perfume or anything like that.
I like.
Or deodorant.
Stinks. I love.
I don't even stink, mm-hmm. honestly.
You think you.
I didn't even put deodorant on. I just don't even smell anymore if it's not hot out.
I didn't put any deodorant on either.
Let me get a whiff.
Get it. Is there anything?
No.
Okay.
There's nothing, but I can just smell that your shirt is clean, which is weird.
Oh, it's been in a drawer next to the litter box forever.
Ew.
That's why I didn't know the smell when I put it on. I'm like, this stinks. Because it smells clean. That's
oh
what's up.
Oh, my God.
Why am I not a college student, like a college male right now? I feel like a college kid, like a male college kid.
Because you're a crazy cat lady.
Yeah.
That's more you.
Okay. Yes.
That drinks beer all the time.
Huh?
That drinks beer all the time.
Yeah, I know, but I act like an 18-year-old male is what I'm saying.
Is there water in here?
Gross. Can I have some? Yeah, eat it. Drink it.
Thanks.
Eat it. No problem. Gross. Look at how dirty my nails are. No.
We would actually literally saw your penis off if you ever, like, if I knew you, like, molested a little kid or something. You're fucking dead to me. But, bitch, you are too old to be fucking trying to hit on 21-year-olds and shit, so.
Oh, no.
That's, well, not really, because you're such a kid in your head.
No, I actually am.
And you're so hot as fuck.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's really disgusting. And you're right. They are, like, jabby and disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ginge is like, yeah. So they really are. I've been Debbie, there, honey. Yeah. Oh, I've so
just
been there.
Pass.
Yeah. It's not great when your body is like dried out and old and it can't take it either. And they're like,
oh no.
Did you used to be a man?
Like, oh my God.
No, I didn't. My puss is just dried up from your little boy dick. I don't know. I didn't know what to do.
It's because he probably doesn't know what foreplay is.
It's never existed in his mind. I'm like, can we get a tea? Yeah. I need a tea right here.
He's like, no, I'm just going to jab it until it goes
into
like, a hole.
Oh, you're going to come in a minute. I'm like, no. You know what? I'm not. I'm really not. How do you know that I'm going? This bullshit. How do you know my mind?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you could just tell from all your experience. Is that what's up?
I'm just glowing today.
I love it. Yeah. She is. Sweet. See, you're beautiful.
Angel, I know. She's so beautiful.
You know, I'm really gonna hate you. It's like, look at, I don't even want to sit next to you. I'm like, ew, I'm fat, white, and sloppy. And...
No, I was talking about your titties all day today.
Why?
I missed them. I was so excited to see you.
Get them. Did you, mama Oof, like?
No, let me get
I'm not even,
bit.
I'm not even, I'm just like, went straight in like a teenager. Really I'm like, boob.
I love it.
No. Hey, you like folded my shirt into my bra earlier.
I do weird shit like that to myself all the time.
Just to prove how small my titties have gotten.
No. Well, I mean, tits are tits. They're so great.
My daughter, dude, she's dumb as fuck. Aww. She's not ready for marriage.
No. I mean, she's not dumb enough to where she'd, like, die.
I mean, she's a 10-year-old. Okay. She doesn't have any idea about, like, being married and shit. That's weird. I don't know. Maybe he was like, you know, a teenager in his own head too, to like even be attracted to me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did have titties, so
I can understand
sucks,
being
but...
attracted to a 15-year-old when you're 24. I mean, I can see how guys would still want to fuck you, but as soon as you open your mouth, they should say, "Hey, man, I don't have anything in common with this cute little bitch. She's got to be young," and walk away.
Uh huh. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt. You know, she's like hella smart. She knew all these languages, and he was like,
"Oh no,
I can't even read." He could. Oh, that's like mean.
That's really mean. You sound like you're deaf too, a little bit.
I wasn't trying to sound deaf at all.
I was
like talking. You know, like when you go to school, and there's always that kid that you know didn't never pay attention in school or anything like that, and then I don't know, it went way too far.
No, I understand the person you're talking about, or a person of that. Yeah.
But anywho.
Yes.
Anyways, they were pretty cool. I mean, it's hard for me because we live in the woods in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't understand a lot of the stuff they reference. They talk about dating a lot. I have not dated in fucking
8 years,
my life,
seven.
Ever.
Oh, so, that's right. You never did
no,
you?
No, not really. I just was like, relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's where I like it. Mm-mm. So that's where it stays.
Dating sucks. You didn't miss out at all.
Yeah.
You're a better person for not having to do it.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's what I've heard. But, I mean, it can't be that bad. Someday, what if something happens? I might have to don't, like, make it such a bad thing. You had fun, didn't you?
Not a whole lot. How do you... I have to...
No.
Dating or no? Do you like dating?
I don't know. I've only been married and been dating. I don't think I've been, like, I imagine I would like a relationship, but I've been just doing me for so long. I have no idea if I would like it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know at this point. I imagine because you, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
That's
you.
That's an honest answer.
You're just living life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever happens, happens.
I love it.
I feel that way too. Like, I'm in a relationship, but like, if this relationship doesn't work, which it will, I mean, let's be serious. Like, you ain't gonna do something to fuck this up. But,
no way.
Like, it would be okay. There's always something, you know, out there. So even if you are single, like, you're just in a phase going somewhere still. It's not like it's the end of the road for you or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Being single is just a pathway.
Oh, wow.
Am I being intellectual?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In my mind, yeah. But I'm so bad at talking like an adult.
Me too.
Wait, what?
I forgot where I was. I mean, I feel like I hope what I said made sense. But
I think it did, but I'm not the right person to talk to you about that either. But where does the pathway lead to is what I'm wondering.
Wherever you want it to go.
Oh,
maybe if you like just walking and you don't want to stop, you just stay single. Maybe you walk until you find something you like, and then you're like,
preach.
Set up camp
Amen.
Here.
I just said preach. The whitest person in the world. Preach.
I love hiking.
That was amazing.
It was. It was good.
Perfect.
Oh my like,
God. It's a great no, way to describe it.
It was really good. I know. Like fucking mic drop shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say.
That was good, right?
I thought you were going to say Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Stuff. Oh, no shit. What? Mm-hmm. You're in my ears, but I was still listening to Jen.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm deaf, but I thought you were going to say I'm Martin Luther King Jr.
No.
But you weren't anywhere near that, and that's good.
I have a dream. It's more of a nightmare.
Martin Luther's pretty much.
He's pretty good.
Best of the best of the best.
I've heard he's a good guy. People like that guy. No, I like him. He's a guy. People like that guy.
I thought Caden was a tumor.
That's wild.
Because I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And well, they couldn't find a heartbeat.
What?
And the doctor told me. Sometimes people have a tumor in their uterus, and it just makes your body think you're pregnant, but
oh
you're not.
God.
And I was like, is that what happened to me? And he's like, well, we won't know until we get an ultrasound. And I was like, oh, my God. What if I have a tumor? Mm-hmm. I have a tumor. Then I was like, then I fucking had a tumor, and I was dying. And I was like, I'm dying of tumor.
A tumor. This tumor is really killing me. Yeah, but it was your baby.
But it was, it grew into like a fetus and then it, you know, grew into baby and me.
Oh, baby and me.
Yeah. And then it came out of my vagina, which I was Scream. Just saying is still wrecked from her big head coming out. Yeah, I looked at my vagina in a mirror the other day and I was like, oh, there's still like a giant chunk missing. From where she tore my vagina open and they sewed me back together.
Ew! Can I see it?
No.
Okay.
It's actually not a giant chunk. It's
I
maybe
knew it
like.
It wasn't crazy.
2 centimeters or something.
Oh, well, that's not big, but it's big
I've
enough.
I've sat on a lot of faces and none of them have ever noticed.
Like, hey, I'm biting on this. I'm trying to gnaw on your clit here and there's a little bit gone.
I got on? Really aggressive. I'm so sorry.
Wait, that's not your clit, though, is it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even know what part it is because I don't have that.
No. Anywho, okay. So there's enough about my brown vagina.
I love it. Black hole we call Kayla. What?
Yeah, you just called me a black hole.
I'm so sorry.
That was like...
That was mean.
Hella. Well, black holes are kind of like
They're
really cool, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they? How are they made?
That's what maybe
My
what I was doing.
My vagina's just mysterious. What a compliment. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. He was trying really hard.
Your vagina is like a soggy fucking wormhole.
Yeah. Oh, my God. In like Deep Space Nine. It's not the name of my vagina. It's a show. And like Star Trek, mine is one of those like old school, like, this is a wormhole.
As much as we Would love to talk about your vagina all night. I really think we've had enough.
Yeah. Okay.
You pretty much described it. So, like, updates and shit like
that. Yes, that sucks.
You're really skilled at talking with your mouth closed.
I do it every day, multiple times, and I'm very, very bad at it, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. I just think that the way I talk, people should understand what word I'm saying. Like, that's a no.
You do a lot of flailing.
You know, well, I always have my fucking mouth full of something. That's a problem.
I believe you.
Thanks.
All right. But don't turn us in unless you want your fucking nuts castrated off.
Exactly. I'm going to bite those fuckers right off. Saw him off with a butter knife, Ming.
Your nipples are hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you know?
Because I watched you pinch them.
I did. That's not all that's hard.
Ooh. Mama like.
Mama like.
I'm just kidding. I won't take that from you.
No, that's my you. Favorite. But I couldn't be less of a mother. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense. I just like to say mama.
Ooh. You're like a porn mama. Mm. Where, you know, they pretend to be a mom and they fuck their son.
Oh my God, that's totally me. Because I like little boys too. I say that on every episode. Pretty sure I do. I gotta stop.
That's okay. I delete a lot of things that you do say about little boys, so you're welcome.
No, yeah. I guess thank you. It's probably better.
I hope it's not contagious. Something in the water.
Now you're scaring me.
Oh my God, all the doctor's appointments I've had recently and they are always fucking interrogating me about being pregnant. Mm-hmm. Are you sure you're not pregnant? Yeah, I'm sure. 100% sure. Well,
why?
Are you on birth control? And I'm like, no, not on birth control.
Oh, and then they're just
And then they're like,
blown.
Well, you mind could be pregnant.
Yeah, how I'm is like, that possible?
No. No, the dick I be riding is sterile, so.
No get babies. It good.
No, they're dead God. Swimmers all around.
You did write a dick, however, that did impregnate you with some live sperm.
At one point, please don't bring that dick up.
I mean, she does have a child, so it's not.
Yeah.
But and now you're done with that. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I know,
okay.
I know. Well, it did happen for
it
you.
It totally happened, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I got a 10-year-old.
Gross.
She's pretty awesome.
I do love her, but gross.
I know.
Kids. Oh my God, she's still here. I better stop. She's literally here.
I think she listens, too.
Oh no.
So.
Love you.
Sorry I called you dumb in another episode, I think. Oh, I think I deleted that.
You mean like she listens through the wall or she listens on her phone?
I think she listens on her phone.
No.
She puts our stickers on all her stuff in the room, yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
She had a sticker on her phone. I'm like, you cannot take a sticker of...
It says bitches.
Bitches and you're making the pizza face and I'm making the middle finger. I'm making
the pizza whatever. Face. They're not going to know what that means either.
When you put your fingers in a V and then you lick the middle of the V, like so.
Yeah, because that means nothing else in any other language besides eating pizza.
That means eating pizza. We like pizza, a lot of pizza. Give me pizzas all day.
I like pizza. Doesn't that mean pizza in French? That's what you're... Is that French?
Yes.
That? Okay. Mm-hmm. What were we talking about before that, though? Riding dicks.
Riding dicks. Okay, should we...
Pregnancy?
Ew.
Oh, I've never been knocked up. Mm. Yeah, that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Not really,
we're
anyway.
We're on the same page.
It's not a real baby. Yeah. I mean, it's only like a little bit of a baby.
It's just a poopy. I am a very nice girl.
I don't understand. I am a very nice girl, but I could search the web for it.
Stupid.
I'm a nice girl, but I like things that come on my butt. I'm just teasing. Get rid of that one, because people are going to think that I'm absolutely obsessed with butt sex. And
I'm
going
to make a song out of that.
What? What Siri just said? Nice girls and butts?
You.
Why?
I might be a nice girl, but I like it I like things that come in my butt.
It's not a bad idea to sing about.
So thanks again for all of your support. And we are so thankful to all of the people that we have met and all of our loyal fans and listeners. We just love you guys so much. We really do. We never, ever thought that this would be as amazing of an opportunity as it has been for Big Jens and I. And if you just didn't get enough of us this week, I don't blame you. On Thursday, the Dalvin Cox Experience will be dropping an episode that me and Big Jens are on. So please tune into that episode and come back to us next week when we have a very special bad bitch to highlight and talk to you guys about. And, you know, listen and laugh at Big Jen's trying to fucking do geography. All right. You guys have a kick-ass day. Fine, bye.